The following show is closed caption for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
Watched the season premiere of Mad Men last night. I thought it was great. It had pretty much its worst ratings in a long time. Perhaps that was other options that were on Sunday night. I don't know. But I think if it continues at the quality that it was Sunday night, there was so much subtext in it. I'm not going to share anything. I'm not going to tell you what's up with Don Draper. Is he back? Isn't he back? Because those of you who haven't watched it yet, I don't want to spoil it for you. But I thought it was very, very good. There's just all sorts of things going on. It's just, as always, very, very good. I want to share something with you. St. Norbert did a poll that showed Governor Walker way ahead. And I referred to it as the St. Norbert College Survey Center. It hasn't been called that, I'm told, in about 3 years. Somebody pointed it out to me. Well, no, it's the, and I did, for, now I'll be honest, I forgot that, okay? And someone reminded me, it's the St. Norbert College Strategic Research Institute now. Guess what? On this show, it's going to be the St. Norbert College Survey, a survey by St. Norbert College. I can't go wrong if I say that. Why would you do that? And I knew that. I just completely forgot. I would say it was a senior moment, but is it becoming politically incorrect to say senior moment? I'm wondering. Do seniors take offense to that? Look, I'm not a senior, but I have the memory of one. I mean, just throwing it. Well, we don't all have bad memories anymore. We don't, Jerry Badger, so don't you.
No.
I'm telling you, I feel it coming on. I really do. My memory is just, and by my memory, I mean the little things where I left my keys. Yeah, that sort of thing. I argue, though, it's not necessarily aging, that it's, we have, if you're, yeah, forgetting to do the after show video, Jason had to come hunt me down. I argue, though, right now I have three pieces of input in front of me. I've got my laptop, I've got my iPad, and I've got the computer Jason uses. I think our brains are just getting fried. I actually do. There is just such an overload of data. I truly believe that. I can't prove it, of course, but I do truly believe that you do have that going on. All right. I want to start, and I do want to get your thoughts on this topic. All right, where did I go with that? Here we are. Oh, that isn't it. Are you going to tell me? See, here I go. Look, I don't have, I know I did, though. Just hang on here. I can do this without it. That's fine. I put together a little thing of notes to go with this. I know I had it in the stack. I wonder if it happened. Oh, hang on a second. Hang on. Now, I wonder if it happened when I showed you the story, Jason, that I left it. I can, you know what? I'll show that my memory is not so bad, that yes, I left my little notes, but I can tell you where I want to go on this topic, even though I don't have my notes right in front of me. There is the annual meeting of the IIAA, the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association. There is a very controversial proposal being considered. It is something that they would adopt that Illinois has done. And I remember this, it's so frustrating. Someone sent me a video on this, and it was a great video that explained this concept, and I went looking for it last night, and I could not find it. There are, back when was that? I don't remember when, was it about 2000, when the private school system, the Wisconsin I can't remember what it was called, that oversaw the private parochial schools. It's now defunct, and the private schools joined the public schools in the state tournaments. Okay? It's no secret that a number of private schools have had repeated success in the tournaments. Basketball, probably the most notable sport, but there are others. Jason agrees. One of those such schools would be the girls' basketball program at Green Bay Notre Dame, but there are others. There are public schools who have a problem with that. Now, there is something that they won't say aloud, but here's what public schools think, some public schools, that it's a product of recruiting to a degree that it shouldn't happen. Nobody will make that accusation. The counter argument from the private schools is, look, you have open enrollment. You have a situation now where where most of the state's private schools are located, you have a pretty good cluster of public schools. So through open enrollment, there's that opportunity. Now, there are rules in terms of athletic participation where open enrollment is concerned, but still. The public schools claim that's not enough to level the playing field. So schools in the Small Six Rivers Conference have gotten enough. You need 10% of the WIAA membership to advance this to a vote at tomorrow's meeting. They have come up with a proposal. And the Six Rivers Conference, I think it's 14 public schools, I believe. They're all very far apart from one another in terms of it's not practical for open enrollment. I grew up in the M&O Conference, Marinette and Oconto County. I don't imagine that there's a lot of open enrollment kids that go from Niagara to Coleman. I'm doubting it. That's what, about 30, 35 miles, something like that. I don't remember. That's a similar situation in this conference. So what they're saying is private schools have an advantage. We can't compete. That's ostensibly the argument here, because open enrollment isn't practical for them. Here's the plan. Illinois does this. It has been controversial down there. And it's going to be considered tomorrow. For purposes of WIAA tournament competition, there would be, for private schools, a 1.65 enrollment multiplier. Okay, in plain English, what does that mean? You take a school's real, their true enrollment, that is, private schools, and you multiply it by 1.65, or you increase it to 65%. So in other words, Wisconsin Lutheran, if you take their 760 enrollment, multiply it by 1.65, it goes to 1,254 from D2 to D1. Green Bay Notre Dame, almost exactly the same, from that 750-ish and so on to that 1,200-some. They go from D2 to D1. And I will tell you, I think they're a target of this, again, because of the success they've had in girls' basketball. Here's what would happen. These schools would change from D2 to D1. Pius, Wisconsin Lutheran, and Notre Dame. Change from D3 to D2, Madison Edgewood, Fox Valley Lutheran, Tenor Veritas, St. Thomas More, Watertown Luther Prep, Kettle Moraine Lutheran, St. John's Military Academy, St. Lawrence Seminary. They would all go from 3 to 2. Change from 4 to 3, St. Anthony, Martin Luther, Brookfield Academy, Shoreland Lutheran, Destiny, Racine, St. Catharines. Then there's a whole list of schools that would go, and by the way, there's more. Then there's a whole list that would go from D5 to D4. Even those who have signed on to this admit they don't think it's a perfect answer, but they feel something has to be done because they feel private schools have an unfair advantage right now. with the way that they can have, they can attract athletes in a way public schools cannot. Is that an unfair advantage for private schools? And would this correct it, or would it create an unfair advantage for public schools? I believe it's the latter. That this creates an unfair advantage for public schools. I would call this athletic socialism. You're trying to redistribute the talent by penalizing success. Economic socialism penalizes success by taking what you've earned and giving it to someone else. That's really what goes on here. Suddenly, you just arbitrarily, and it is arbitrary. I know they borrowed it from Illinois, but I believe it was arbitrary when Illinois did it. And in Illinois, there are exemptions. It's believed that if this happens, there's going to be lawsuits all over the state. Whatever unlevel playing field exists, I just think this is a fundamentally wrong way to fix it. And I'm not even sure if there's a problem to fix here. I really don't know that there is. That you artificially inflate a school's enrollment to move them up to a higher level of competition, I don't know how anyone can perceive that as fair. I don't. By the way, I have no skin in this game at all. My kids are out of high school and just about out of high school, and they never played in athletics anyway. I don't think that a multiplier is fair. Well, we're going to just arbitrarily say, well, then why not make it 2? Why not move them from D1 to D3? Multiply it by 2.3 or whatever it takes to move them down 2. You do have Wisconsin open enrollment. My thought is, in terms of the private school having an unfair advantage because kids can choose to go there, I don't think this is the way to fix it. Again, I don't really know if I do think it's that big of an advantage. It sounds to me like the most legitimate beef is the small conference that brought this. And to blow this whole thing up for them is ridiculous. But I think artificially inflating a school's enrollment is just, by its very nature, unfair. Andrew in Green Bay. Andrew, how are you on the Jerry A. Bader Show?
As a graduate of a private school in the Milwaukee area, I would just like to tell the private schools to bite me, and this is all about envy and the fact that we beat their butts every year.
I think
back
you mean...
Back in the day in the 80s, my school was a member of what used to be called the Metro Conference. That was all the Catholic schools in southeast Wisconsin. We kicked their butts then, we kicked their butts now, and that's what it's all about. And I'm just real curious to see what it's going to do to my school. If nothing, we're already Division I.
You know what? And I think people are being disingenuous. Thanks a lot for the call. I think this is about the fact that private schools, certain private schools, have enjoyed so much success. I think my analogy is pretty good. This is athletic socialism. This is a way to redistribute, to penalize success. I think it's anathema to what athletics is to penalize success. Matt in Monroe County. Matt, go ahead.
There's another way you have to look at the numbers. You look at a public school of about 1,000 kids, and because of the diverse enrollment, you end up with maybe 500 kids that are active in sports and other things, where you go to a private school, and you end up with, you know, maybe 500 kids in that school, and 475 are active. But when they compete each other, you've got the same amount of kids that are active, involved in sports and stuff, but you have an enrollment that would put the private school in Division III and the public school in Division I.
Where did you get that number that like 85% of private school kids are involved in athletics?
That I'm just pulling out of the thin air, but I know in private schools you have a lot more percentage, a higher percentage of kids that are active in things that are going on.
Actually, I think you're pulling it out of somewhere else. To Paul on the road. Paul, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. Just real quick, in reference to the last caller, some schools, if they're small enough, as part of the requirement is that you participate. I know Marinette Catholic Central back in the day did that. But and whether it's fair or not, what's going on with these public schools and crying about this, the one thing, one factor they're not taking into account is the parents and the kids still have to pay to go to these private schools. They're paying out of pocket. So to say that they're just recruiting athletes, these parents still have to pay for the education and stuff too. So there's that other boundary there that public schools don't have to worry about. And with open enrollment going on, I mean, I know kids, I have friends that their kids had gone from the Green Bay area down to the Appleton area to play a sport in their junior and senior year. And I know right now of someone that was considering transferring from one school to another because the program is better at another one and they're looking at their college future. So, I mean, this is happening all over, but to regulate it is ridiculous.
Paul, thanks a lot for the call. And I you're not going to convince me that this isn't about public schools frustrated that there are a handful of private schools, or more than a handful, but there are private schools that year in and year in and year out, have done very, very well in the tournament. Now, I suppose you could look at this. You know what? I do have a devil's advocate argument on this that I'll get to in 5 minutes. Also take more of your calls. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. It's 923.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.